Dr. Robert Hilt says we all process tragic events in different ways. He's a psychiatrist at Seattle Children's Hospital. He says kids who learned about last week's shooting might not say much for days or even weeks.
And then they're starting to have nightmares. Maybe it's really repetitively on their mind, crying out of nowhere. Those all could be signs that maybe they're really struggling with the knowledge of what had happened in this other location.
He says those are pretty normal reactions to tragedy. He advises parents to listen carefully to their children, answer honestly, and try to make them feel safe. But some kids, he says, can get stuck, suffering recurring nightmares or displaying repetitive behavior.
If a child is repeatedly, say, locking all the doors where it's about safety, or checking to see where everybody is in the house all the time, that can be, you know, it looks like play, but it's really being driven by worries.
Those kids, Hilt says, need some extra attention. Parents ought to consider contacting a doctor or therapist. Seattle Children's has published guidelines for talking to kids about tragedy, as has the American Academy for Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.